Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, I returned from a fun hog hunt. Every hog hunt to me is fun, but I had the privilege of hunting with Mr. Ton Jones and Cameron with Air Force Air Guns. A lot of you will remember Ton. He's been in the outdoors a long time and had some hosted a reality show, but a fun guy to hunt with, and we had a good time. I think we have Mr. Ton on the line. Ton, are you standing by, buddy?
What's happening, brother? How you doing?
I could not be better. I was in good spirits beforehand, and then we got to spend a day or two with you down there, and I really got in a good mode. We had a fun time hunting, didn't we?
That was an absolute blast. I had so much fun, just amazing time hunting with you, and I got to say, I had an even better time eating the supper you cooked for us.
We had a hodgepodge type of mulligan type supper, but we had some... We had actually some barbecue and that I'd cooked, and I'd previously shot a little 35-pound pig and sawed that rascal right down the middle and put it out on the old school ton on a expanded metal grate with some coals, hickory and oak coals under it, and yeah, that's what we had, and then some baked beans and potato salad. We ate like kings, and we got use the big news is now in Texas, Ton, that, of course, you're with Air Force Air Guns, you and Cameron. That's what you guys do. But Texas now, this fall, folks, we can hunt with air guns. It was all passed here about 2 weeks ago. So come this fall hunting season, if you want to use a big bore Air Force Air Gun Texan to shoot a deer with, it's going to be legal, isn't it, Ton?
Oh, yeah, I cannot wait. They passed a law allowing, I believe, it's 30 cal and up to hunt whitetail deer with.
Yep, whitetail, javelina, you know, turkey are going to be allowed also. Any big game that you can hunt with a rifle or a bow. And this should not cause a lot of controversy because it's not a special season. It's just like crossbows. We're going to now be able to have another hunting tool to use to hunt during the general season for deer and turkey, you know, game animals. So that's cool. We had folks we hunted with. We used the Pulsar, a monocular, and that was my first time, Ton, to see that in use. You and Jeff Rice, we were hunting on our mutual friend Jeff Rice's Buck and Bass Ranch up on the upper end of Lake Fork, and we were that's fun,
amazing.
Wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I can't wait to go back out there. That place, you spoiled me a little bit. I got to admit, you spoiled me a little bit, brother.
Well, Jeff and I met a few years ago, and we became fast friends. We've had a lot of good times up there hunting together. It's a special place. But I was amazed. I don't know if you've seen that video yet that Jeff recorded on that. It's the Pulsar monocular, which lights the night up. That big boar that you guys saw, and everybody says big boar. We went back the next day, Ton, and cut the track that hog left going out of there and found where he came in. I told Jeff, I said, Jeff, that's not a hog track. And I was serious. I said, that's a calf. And he said, Luke, right here is where that hog was standing. That thing had the tracks as big as a half-grown calf. You know, it did. It was huge, you know.
That's what I asked him. I said, hey, brother, do you got any calves around here or small cows going on? He's like, no, that's the hog. And at that moment, I realized how big that hog was. And as it was, it looked like a Volkswagen Beetle coming through the brush over there. And it's one of those moments where I had to take a second and pull my face away from the scope to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing.
Yeah.
It was just a massive hog.
I'll be honest with you. I've hunted hogs for years. And I've seen one hog in all those years that I think was that size. And I wasn't hunting. I was driving out here by my house is where I was. But I have never in a hunting situation seen a hog that big. Never have. I mean, a lot of people have, but I haven't. And, man, it was something else. I mean, it's one of those hogs that – have you had a chance to review that video yet?
I am actually downloading it as we speak.
Okay. Well, you'll be impressed. It really, I guess it doesn't do it justice, but you can compare the hog with the 55-gallon barrel, the drum. You know, it's about that big around.
That's what I was telling him. I said, for a second there, I thought you had a miniature feeder because the hog was so big, I thought everything was playing tricks in my eyes. I was like, I looked over him, is that a normal feeder, or is that just like a miniature feeder? He's all, no, that's a full-size feeder. And when we got down to it, I'm like, damn, that hog was bigger than I even thought.
It was unreal. I'll tell you a rifle that I'm very impressed with, the Texan, and, you know, I was one of the first – I got to shoot one of the first 10 prototypes years back. I know you had one, too, you know, some other guys, but – I'm very familiar with the Texan, but the carbine, the shorter version, is it's a Woods gun, and I'm all about that 350 grain bullet. Hunter Supply makes one that it works for me. You know, I've been using it. That's all I've ever hunted hogs and exotics with, but that the Texan by Air Force Air Guns, that carbine, it to me is. I mean, it's the catch me out. It's easy to maneuver and still develops upwards of, you know, pushing 500 foot-pounds with those big bullets, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and that's the whole idea. When John and I sat down, and he's been working on all kinds of projects, I actually helped prototype the original Texan, and then he came out with the Texan SS, and I was looking at everything going on. I said, John, I love these guns. I need something shorter. I'm built for comfort, not speed and stealth. I said, I need something for a hunting blind or I can sit in the brush and get down on some hogs when they come in. And a couple weeks later, he's all, hey, he handed me this carbine. He said, I want you to test this and tell me how it works. I went out right away with the prototype and I started hunting hogs and I loved it. That is one of the key tools in my, hunting arsenal.
Oh yeah, and I'll tell you, of course, folks. Actually, Ton is right now is putting on the sight mark. I believe it's the RT. I believe that the Photon XT.
The Photon.
Yeah, I had the. It's made by Sight Mark. Excuse me, but the I've used that Photon XT, and I've killed a bunch of. Well, I've killed 13 hogs with it in the last 6 or 8 months, one at a time. You know. But now, this the Photon RT, I believe is the name of it, the one that you're mounting for me on the carbine, and that I am really looking forward to. I live close to some pretty good hog hunting at times near my house here, but I'm looking forward to some night hunts with that carbine, using that that Photon RT. That one has a built-in camera, I believe, Ton.
I believe it does, and it has all kinds of gadgets. We've been playing with it, and it with that whole setup between the Texan and the Photon, it's a game changer.
Yep, it is, and I'm going to – around here, these hogs are dang near all entirely nocturnal, you know. But such fun. People have asked me years ago – I was first introduced into the big boars back. I met John McCaslin, with Air Force Air Guns. He and Yvette, you know, met them back about 7 or 8 years ago at the Predator and Wild Hog Expo in Waco, and then shortly,
yeah,
that's where I didn't know what a PCP air gun was all about until then. And I'm still not an expert, but I've shot it a lot. You know, I mean, I've hunted with it a lot. So this new season coming up, people say, well, why do you want to hunt with an air gun? The truth is they're plenty capable of, well, bull elk have been killed with them, and I saw a bovine that weighed 850 pounds of bull killed with one. Something new for me. I mean, I went through the muzzle-loading curve years ago, which I still shoot a muzzle-loader every now and then. Of course, shot center fires all my life. I bow hunt a lot. why not? Something new to learn and have fun with. I'm all about it, Ton, you know?
That's what I'm screaming. I've hunted with everything. I mean, just like with Jeff, I even have done spears, boomerangs, everything. And the air guns are so capable these days. I've taken Scimitar Oryx. I've taken big old hogs. I've taken all kinds of exotics, Nilgai. And these air guns are more than capable to do the job. And I just like to have another tool. I mean, I go from archery season, muzzleloader, all weapons, center fire. And if something's really nice about taking out an air gun and the big old chunk of lead and putting meat on the table.
You bet. Well, we could visit for another 30 minutes easily, but we're about out of time, Ton. And thank you for being with us. I want to tap into your knowledge, with especially with air guns, from time to time too. I'm not an expert. I don't profess to be, but I have killed a bunch of hogs with those things in the last 7 years or so, and it's just a whole bunch of fun. Maybe we can get together for another hunt before too much longer.
I think we're going to have to get together, do some hunting, some barbecuing. That's what makes the world go around.
You bet. Well, hang with me when we get off the air. I want to chat with you a little more.
All right. Thank you.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tech's electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tech's, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530. Folks, Pro Angler Tackle offers fishing rods for catfish and crappie that are designed by guides and used by guides on a daily basis. They will stand up to the test. You can go online to proanglertackle.com, or if you have questions, you can just email sales@proanglertackle, or you can call 1-800-890-3746. Again, that's Pro Angler Tackle at 1-800-890-3746.